Rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danvos, Lucchese Boots, along with Minnetonka, Moccasins, and Stetson Hats. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 646 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway. West of Old England.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
But what he restored was us the ability to prosper after God's counsel. After the counsel of God. Amen? That's why it's important. We heard one of the young men talk about how he increased his time that he spent with God. You want to get to know someone better? Spend more time with them. Right? Simple. Spend more time with them. It doesn't mean that you got to be talking all the time. You don't even like being around somebody talking all the time. What makes you think God wants you around him talking all the time? And Lord, please, just chill. Chill, child. He knows when your heart is seeking him. You don't always have the words to say. We don't always have the words to say, but our heart is toward him. God is a heart God. Some people know all the right words to say, but their heart ain't right. It's a hard thing. And he'll give us words. You know, somebody else said something that it just dropped on me, but dropped in my spirit again. Many times you don't have because you don't ask. Amen. Now see, that's too elementary for some. Amen. And I don't mean that in a negative way, elementary. That's foundational. Think about a moment. What if you really ask God? What have you really asked God for? I mean, really ask him. Not guessing, not no ho-humming. And now, what have you really, he said, if you ask, you'll receive. Seek, you'll find it. Knock, he said, and I'll open the door for you. Amen, but what have you really asked? See, sometimes that's why our heart before God has to be clean. Because many ask, but they ask amiss.
Amen. Amen.
They saw somebody else prosper. And so now they want to get so they can, you know, stick their chest out. So and so got one. I want one too. And so, Lord, I'm asking you now. But see, you ask amiss that you may consume it upon your lust.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That's why we got to do get all the toxics out. Amen. Internalize. Get internally pure before God.
Amen.
Where you're not lusting for things. Where you're not, amen, anxious for stuff. Where you're not jealous and envious and striving and comparing yourself. We need to rejoice when other people are blessed. Amen. You got to be mature enough that when somebody get blessed and get proud, you still are happy for them being blessed. But you know when they get proud, God going to deal with them.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And not jealous and comparing and trying to find something wrong. They found stuff, or they thought they found stuff wrong with Jesus. Get a clue. That's the territory. That's not an indication for you to back up and run or to change course. That's an indication that you're doing something right.
Amen.
Amen. When you search your heart, when you know your heart before God, you repent, you ask God to help you, you are leaning upon him and not upon man. And you are following him and you're being, there's persecution, not all the time, but stuff happens. and you see it, that's not an indication that you're going wrong. Many times that's an indication that you're going right. Because the enemy's throwing, you don't stumble over boulders. If you stumble, you stumble over little rocks.
Amen.
Ain't nobody gonna stumble over no big old boulder, they'll walk around it. But it's them little pebbles, you know, you run into all sorts. So the enemy throws little stuff.
Amen.
Somebody say something on your job. And you know what they were saying, you know what they were meaning. Throwing off at you. You know, sharing their unbelief with you. We guard against all these things. We stay with the counsel of God. What did God say at the end of the day?
Amen.
Amen. If God be for you, who can be against you?
Amen.
Amen. There are more for you than there are against you.
Amen.
Now, we don't always see it. Because that's part of our maturation. God doesn't want us just walking by what we see. God calls you to something that your money can't pay for.
Amen.
Amen. You don't have enough in your pocket to pay for it.
Amen.
But God, how many know God is our resource? God, we got to learn to spend from the pocket of Jehovah. Somebody shout, trust him. Let 2020 be a year where you trust God like never before.
Amen.
You got to keep, I like to say it this way. This is what I have in my hand, but here's where my faith is.
Amen.
But there's where I'm, stay that way.
Amen.
See, believing will bring joy.
Yes.
Some people don't have much joy because they ain't believing for nothing.
Amen.
They're just stuck on what they determine to be facts. But we're not fact people. We understand facts. But we are not governed by facts. Amen. We're not governed by this reality. We are born from above. Amen. We are seated in a heavenly realm with Christ Jesus, far above all this stuff. And we are left here, or we are deployed here, to be agents of change. In other words, conduits for God to show up through us.
Amen.
The work I do, you'll do also.
Amen.
But I need some believers.
Amen.
I need some that will obey me. I need some that will trust me.
Amen.
Amen. Not have to know everything. Just know that God said.
Amen.
I believe that settles it.
Amen.
I don't know how he gonna work it. I don't care how he work it out. Send a raven if you want to. Send a widow woman with a, amen, some meal in her hand if you want to.
Amen.
Amen. Well, however you want to do it, Lord, that's your part. My part is to believe. Amen. We heard our sister talk about a vision board. Where there is no vision, people perish. Or they cast off restraint. When you don't have a vision, you'll mismanage and mishandle. You'll act any kind of way, say any kind of. But when you got a vision, you know, you put Miss Doubtfire out your life. Mr. Unbelief has to get behind you too. They ain't your best buddies no more. Why? Because you got your mind on something. You got your focus on something. Amen. And you got a vision for something. Where there is no vision, people cast off restraint. They act any kind of way. They have no boundaries. But when you got vision, you got boundaries. There's a certain attitude you carry. There's a certain mindset you have. There's a certain type of people you're not going to associate with. And there's a certain type of people you want around you. Why? You got a vision. Amen. Without it, you perish. Toss pillar to post. A ship without a sail. But with it, and you stay with it. When you stay with it. See, somebody say mindset. When you get the vision, the word says write it.
Yes.
It's important to write it.
Amen.
Matter of fact, I was listening to someone a while back, and I was on an airplane when I did this, but I took me by, I think, about 7 sheets of paper, maybe 7. I forget how many it was. But the person said, write down 300 things that you want God to do, that you want from God. Now, some of us will stop at 5. Let me see here. Come on. See, that'll really get you into, okay. You know, you cover the whole scope of your life and the lives of others, too. He said, write 300 things down. And then as God starts to fulfill them, check them off. And in a year's time, see what God has done.
Amen.
Amen. Well, see, it's real important that we have a mindset. Problem is, sometimes people ask for stuff and they don't really want it.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. See, that's why the dirt is cast. You know, folk will give up at the first sign of opposition. Some, not everybody, but some will back off and give up and say, that must not be God, because it was a little bit of opposition. But that soil has the nutrient in it. God is allowing you to be tested to see, does he really want it? Do they really want it, or will they just go halfway? Because, see, I can't raise nobody up into the millions and billions and they only want to go halfway. They ain't sold out. See, you got to have something that you're willing to die for,
amen,
but also willing to live for.
Amen.
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 Not just die for, but to live for.
Amen.
Amen. See, and you got to get it so down in you that it's your motivation. It's your motivation. It's what motivates you. It's what you talk about. It's what you sleep on, what you dream about. People see you walking and they can hear the melody of what you are about. Amen. You got to be consumed with that thing. But that's what the dirt is for. There's nutrient in the soil. And when it comes on top and you get buried down there, God says, okay, I want to see if they're going to, what they're going to do. Yeah, you throw some seeds out on the sidewalk, the sun will burn them up.
Amen.
Ain't no soil. Ain't no dirt.
Amen.
Come on, let's be real.
Amen.
Ain't no dirt.
Amen.
Nutrient is in it. Everything that seed needs to, when it's, Jesus said, except the corn of wheat fall on the ground and die or burst open. Die, it abides alone.
Amen.
But when it dies, first thing happened, those roots go down and search for water, finds the water, finds the moisture, then it starts to go up, breaks the surface. It's on now. First the blade, then the corn, then the full corn in the ear, then the harvest. That's the way it works. That's the law. It'll work that way every time. But you must have a mindset. You just planted the seed yesterday. Why are you trying to? It ain't nothing happening. Oh, give it some time.
Amen.
Just make sure the soil is good. See, the soil is your heart, too. Good ground. Come on, good ground. Are you harboring unforgiveness in this holiday season? Are you holding grudges? Are you still backbiting? Well, it's just Christmas, you know. You still the same old, same old? Or have you allowed the nutrients in the soil to perfect you? Amen. To mature you. That's what God looks for.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.